What are some of the common questions that you receive from medical oncologists about these syndromes?
One of the most common questions is whether the rash that occurs secondary to sorafenib Nexavar may also correlate with survival, and there is some evidence to the fact that patients with sorafenib-induced rash may also correlate with survival, perhaps indicating also greater bioavailability. And also a very common question that we receive is whether the rash secondary to the multi-targeted kinase inhibitors such as sorafenib Nexavar and sunitinib Sutent is similar to that occurring secondary to EGFR inhibitors. And the in vitro inhibitory profile of these agents is completely different. Therefore, the rash secondary to EGFR inhibitors should not be confused to the rash secondary to multi-targeted kinase inhibitors such as sunitinib and sorafenib. It is completely different both in its clinical presentation and its response to therapy with doxycycline or with tetracycline antibiotics being ineffective against the rash to the multi-targeted kinase inhibitors.